Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Before the break, we were talking about the Rolling Stone article, Rewriting Country Music's Racist History. In that piece was an interview with musician and scholar Rhiannon Giddens. In 2017, she received a MacArthur Genius Grant for, quote, reclaiming African-American contributions to folk and country music and bringing to light new connections between music from the past and the present. We spoke to her in 2018, and she talked about discovering the banjo and then uncovering its history.
Like, I grew up mixed, you know, in the rural and the urban aspects, well, as urban as Greensboro is in North Carolina. Act best of being in the South, white and black, hearing bluegrass, hearing country, hearing R&B, hearing, you know, 80s music, whatever that is. And when I discovered the banjo, I still kind of, I thought what everybody thinks was, okay, it's a white sort of hillbilly instrument. Let me sneak my way into this music because I love it. Let me, it's, hi, I'm here. Is it okay? And then I found the history and I was like, oh my God. And then when I got deeper in it, I realized how massive the black string band contribution to American culture is. Like, it's more massive than even I keep discovering how massive it is. It is the underpinning of popular American music. And like, that just got me so excited about being able to, you know, we all want to make a mark in our own way. And I was like, in my own little tiny way, if I can like help move this narrative forward, because what it does is that it brings us all back together again, because like what is that narrative of like this music is white and this music is black is used to bludgeon us as well as other things into thinking we need to be separate. And there is no separation in American music. There is no separation in our culture. There are aspects that come from these different parts, but what makes it American is that they come together, syncretize here and become something new. And you can't say, oh, we had an influence on the music. No. We're an indelible part of the music. And that means we're an indelible part of the American nature and American culture. And every American voice is a part of that. You know, there's not like a white voice and a black, you know, the American voice is any of these voices, you know, and I think that's important, especially now, you know, like there's a lot of othering going on. There's a lot of division that just is really being heavily forced upon us. And like music is one of those things that all of us can relate to. So I just that's why I think it's not in the dusty history books. I think it's very, very now. It's very present. And so all of it is connected.
And it was interesting. The banjo we know now was not the original banjo.
Right. Yeah.
What were the differences?
Well, it's like starts off as an African American instrument. It's a plantation instrument. You know, it comes from all these West African lute instruments to sort of, you know, become what we know of as the banjo in the New World. You know, that's important. It is an American instrument, you know, in South America and the Caribbean. And then it moves up to North America and becomes associated only with black people only until the 1830s and 40s that whites start to pick up the banjo. Then you get the first commercial style. It's still fretless. And then it starts to become the banjo that we know today. And the sound is very, very different. And so that's why I play a replica of a banjo from 1858. I recently was in the Metropolitan Museum of Art playing it in there, and you hear the acoustics are amazing, you know.
That was.
And that's, you know, it's a whole nother world, and it reminds you of where the banjo comes from in a way the modern banjos don't, you know. And so it became my instrument, and it's like, whether people know it or not, they're hearing that piece whenever they hear a show of mine.
Last year, Giddens joined me in the green space along with fellow musician Francesco Tarisi following the release of their album, There Is No Other. They began with a performance of the song, 10,000 Voices.
Thousand songs.
That was Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi from The Green Space, from their album There Is No Other, the song 10,000 Voices. For those of you who know, Rhiannon Giddens is a classically trained opera singer as well, and she was supposed to be starring in the Greensboro Opera's edition of Porgy and Bess. Unfortunately, that's been pushed off till 2022, actually. But if you Google Rhiannon Giddens and Yo-Yo Ma right now, you can watch a video of their new song called Build a House. They released it in honor of Juneteenth.